This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plug your book. Talk about what you're doing. We're going to have another big live event. He said, well, November 6th, I'm doing a six-hour webcast for everybody there at iconic.com. You'll find it at davidicke.com. And he was also talking about some other key issues. But I want to show him this real quick. And I know he's seen all these, but this is from world data, from the UN, from the major governments. Israel with deaths, hospitalizations, illnesses off the chart. And Palestine, almost no deaths, almost no illnesses. The difference is they're not being vaccinated with the poison. Israel is. Same numbers out of Norway, same numbers out of everywhere. Vaccinated countries, the exact line. We have graphs where it shows the lines in Israel on the vaccination meeting with the exact death rates. Here's another one. This is out of Israel and Sweden, another comparison. We've got more of these. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. David, how can they ignore numbers like this? How can this, because like you said, the people perish of lack of knowledge. The only way the elite does this is keeping us from the truth.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like I said a few minutes ago, they lie to get to the next stage, and then they lie to get to the next stage. So the next stage, or one of the next stages, is new fake vaccines for variants. So they will sell the idea that the original fake vaccines are not working for the variants. Hence, people who are fake vaccinated are getting, quote, COVID. And therefore, we need new fake vaccines for the variants, which people will then be demanded to have. And these fake so-called variant vaccines, they're already sitting there waiting to play out. And what we need to do is to hold the thought immovably. But when they say vaccinated people are getting COVID, it's a nonsense. It's an absolute lie. They are getting ill from the effects of the fake vaccine. That's why there's so many people who are so-called fully vaxxed who are getting health problems, and it's called COVID. Because one of the expressions, one of the consequences of these fake vaccines is respiratory problems, which is so easy to say it's COVID-19. And of course, what they've been doing all the way through this is adding more and more and more symptoms to the COVID list so that they can then say more and more, well, they've got this, which is not respiratory. Oh, it's COVID-19, because they have to hide all these consequences of these fake vaccines.
That's a classic soft kill operation where you have the fake virus excuse to get them, a thing that makes them sick. Now you claim it's the variants. Now you've got them captured, and then there you are.
Yeah, and if you look at Israel, you know, I've been going on for a long, long time about the fact that Israel is not actually controlled by Jewish people. It's controlled by a cult called Sabbatean cult. And they have contempt for Jewish people. And they are using Israel, this Sabbatean cult, which is a big, big influential part of the global cult, as a laboratory. And we've seen this this breaking story in the last few days of a Pfizer executive saying that Israel is their laboratory in terms of these.
And he said it on a hot mic, and they also admit that they're doing it to coerce and control everybody in a big test, and that it basically doesn't work.
Yeah, and so you know, I would say to Jewish people, if you're being ruled by Jewish people that care about you, why are they doing this to you? Why have they introduced a fake vaccine, which is damaging your health on a scale that was never happening before? Because they don't have your best interests at heart. They hate you, and they want.
It's eugenics. They want to get rid of anybody that's competition to them.
Yeah, and you know, they don't care if you're Jewish or Arabic or middle class white American. They want control of all of you, and they want rid of loads of you.
And here are the Jews trusting globalists that are literally killing them. David Icke, davidicke.com, Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Great job. All right. Wow. Stay with us. I'll introduce our next guest. Stay with us. We've got big news breaking on the other side. Thank you, David. Wow.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports put out by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to. Okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. And Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Thursday, September 16th, the fourth hour. That means Kate Daly, syndicated talk shows, is about to take over. KateDalyShow.com. And then I'm going to be back, some on the War Room today, and I'm going to be back tonight and tomorrow because we got so much big breaking news. We got a team going down to the Texas border right now. They'll be there soon covering this. Please show them the drone footage and the up-close footage. This isn't just one bridge. This is going on over 200 miles of the very populated area of Texas from the coast there in Corpus Christi, with Mexico on the other side, right all the way into the desert where the people can't get across. There's still a lot of crossing going on at the National Park Big Bend. Again, that is like a 400-mile-long border. 200 miles of it, 200 miles of the Texas border, every 5 miles or so is that. There are bridges every 4 or 5 miles in the cities, and then every 10 miles or so in the countryside. And we have people on the ground there, our law enforcement sources. They say this is going on everywhere. This is one Del Rio crossing where they estimate 8,200 people, and it's mainly Haitians who got here from collapsed Haiti and the earthquakes and the rest of it, and the Clintons stealing all the aid money. And again, that's key. The globalists collapse these countries. They then organize the people into aid groups. They give them $2,000, $3,000 debit cards with no name on them. That's in Reuters. And then they flood us. And George Soros gets the State Department money. He keeps part of it. Trump killed this program 4 years ago when he was about a year in office. They were so pissed. Lou Dobbs talked about it, showed the Reuters article, and almost got fired. He later did get fired for other things, questioning the election. And they said, Fox News said, it's not true. George Soros is not involved giving debit cards to people. He posed, type in NBC News, guys. George Soros helps migrants with debit cards. And it shows him sitting there with it. I mean, this is incredible. So they're organizing it not to help these people, but to bring them here after they spend a month to 6 months in a refugee camp being brainwashed against America, being given cards, and then they take their cell phones away if they have them and give them new Democrat-controlled phones they own and run with only contacts to Democrats. Then they send them in, they sign them up for welfare, and they milk about half the check off of them and then make them work in sweatshops. So they are importing slaves from all over the world, all over the Caribbean, all over Latin America, all over everywhere. You cannot make this up, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. George Soros, MasterCard to partner to aid migrants, refugees. Now, that's 5 years ago. We talk about it. It's like, it's not true. It's not happening. Think about the magnitude of this show. Incredible footage already. The War Room's coming up in about 50 minutes. The next 50 minutes is Kate Daly. I just want to say again, we won't be here if it isn't for you. I'm trying to hire more camera people, more reporters. We're fighting as hard as we can here. We got the Democrat Party suing me, the same folks that bankrupted Remington, our oldest gun manufacturer, same law firm, same Democrats. But it's okay. We are fighting. We're expanding. We got a lot of stuff going on. And for everything you see on the table, there's a lot more going on you don't know about, but you see out there. So we need your prayers. We need your support. And we need your financial support. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system, take it under the tongue. Great for children, great for adults, critical for old people and folks with brown skin if you don't absorb much of the sun. Everybody needs it. Back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, highest quality vitamin B12. Don't inject it, but it's the same pharmaceutical stuff that you get from doctors with the, and, you know, putting your fat with a little needle. Don't do that. It's taken under the tongue. I have a doctor's prescription. I take it once a week in the fat because it gives me so much energy and feels good. So go to a doctor. They'll give you his prescription. I'm just saying the stuff we have taken under the tongue gets into the blood vessels too. Not as good as an injection. Way better than taking a pill because your gut doesn't absorb a lot of D3 or vitamin B12, which are amazing. So that's 50% off. I haven't taken a shot in a week. I'm going to go take one after this and also put it in my drink. I've got it right here. I take my B12 all the time. I couldn't do it without this. And it's also delicious. There's no sweetener in it. True organic concentrated B12, pharmaceutical grade taste, incredibly sweet naturally. It's just amazing what D3 does. It's amazing what vitamin B12 when it's pure does. The synthetic crap does nothing for you. In fact, hurts your liver. We've got the new film available with a free copy of Endgame. That's COVID Land miniseries part one. Infowarsstore.com. And we have the T-shirts all being sold at cost for 1 week, and that sale will end. All right, taking over is Kate Daly, syndicated talk show host and a great patriot, katedalyshow.com. Kate, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I really appreciate this. Hey, everybody. How are you doing today? And boy, I have a guest for you. In fact, Chris Ann Hall, chrisannhall.com, libertyfirstsociety.com. She is our constitutional expert and attorney. She tours the nation. What an amazing gal. You're going to love what she has to say. And you're really going to learn something today about the Constitution, because last time I checked, we still have that document in play. Last time I checked. So Chris Ann Hall joins me, and I am so happy to have you with me, Chris Ann, because so many people have so many questions about this, I don't know, expanding federal power in the name of liberty? What? And so people are trying to understand what's going on. So the federal mandate, and welcome to you. Thank you for coming on with me.
Thank you, Kate. It's always a pleasure to be with you. I love being with you on your show, and we always end up having lots of fun together, so.
Yeah, laugh a lot. I love it. You have just such stellar knowledge when it comes to explaining the Constitution and the bounds of which they are supposed to operate in and what limited government looks like. So you heard the federal mandate. Tell us what your thoughts are on this and what they can actually get away with, what they can't, what they think they can. I want to hear all about it.
You know, Kate, as I always say on your show, what I always say on my show, my thoughts and my opinions are irrelevant, and we should be holding opinions and thoughts as irrelevant. What really is relevant is what the Constitution says, what the law says, what the facts say. And what was really interesting to me, Kate, from the first second after Biden's little press release about, in his little speech about how we're going to get tougher on those who do not want the jab, was that the very next second, the mainstream media starts publishing out their false headlines that Biden said that there will be mandates of this vaccination for federal employees, for employers with 100 more employees, with no exemptions available. You can look at his speech. Nothing in his speech says that, and nothing in the Department of Labor says that either. So fact checker number one, there will be exemptions available, both medical and religious exemptions. Religious exemptions are required by the Constitution of the United States, required by Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And not only that, Kate, when you actually look at Biden's speech, Biden actually says mandate vaccinations or engage in the proactive the alternative measures, right, which is increased testing or mask wearing or 6 feet social distancing. No business out there, no government agency out there has to mandate the vaccination. They can, number one, choose to give exemptions. Or number two, they can choose to just forego the whole mandate to begin with and engage in testing, masks, and all this other stuff.
What about the fines? Everybody's worried about the fines. I'm going to get a fine. What about the fines?
Well, you know, that's where our governors, our sheriffs, our local governments have to come into play. First off, let's just be clear. I always have to be that person. There is no authorization in the Constitution of the United States for OSHA. There is no authorization in the Constitution for a federal Department of Labor. If you want to have an Occupational Safety and Hazards Division, if you want to have a Division of Labor, these things must exist at the state level. There is no federal authorization for them. You can't. I've issued a challenge with a reward. Show me article, section, and clause that authorizes the federal government to have an OSHA and a Department of Labor that dictates the internal operations of the states.
Now you know why I love Chris Ann Hall. I'll be right back with constitutional expert Chris Ann Hall, attorney expert. You're going to love this. Stay with us. You're going to learn so much.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour. Thank you, Alex, and InfoWars. You know, I have such a wonderful guest. She has been on my show periodically, I mean, every week for 5 years, and I've gotten to know her well. And she tours the country talking about the Constitution. She informs sheriff's departments all across the country. She is informing the public all across the country about how to understand the Constitution and what people can do about it in today's terms, too. And I absolutely love this, because this is what we're lacking. This is the disconnect in our nation, for sure. And we have a highly uneducated populace. And, you know, Chris Ann Hall, my guest, I'm so glad that you're here, because we need instruction on powers. What can the president do, and why, and how are we going to fight it? So we're going to get into that. But I also wanted to tell you, go over to katedalyradio.com, listen to all the podcasts, share those. My gosh, there's like 7,000 hours of podcasts and education, and we could start really informing. And Chris Ann Hall has wonderful, wonderful podcasts there as well on katedalyradio.com. But her website is libertyfirstsociety.com, or Chris Ann Hall from the Chris Ann Hall Show, chrisannhall.com. Chris Ann, tell me about Article 2 and powers. Let's talk presidential powers.
You know, Kate, you hit the nail on the head when you started off there talking about how the American people simply don't know. I mean, I have a really good friend in New York who just laid it down on the line for me. He said, look, Chris Ann, the problem in America is that people don't know what they don't know. And we have been deliberately denied proper constitutional education in America for a very, very long time. And so when people look at the president of the United States standing behind the presidential seal and giving these official speeches, and then you have the media all running in like little minions doing the bidding, and then you've got Psaki back there talking of, you know, with authority about all the power of the president, American people really lack the educational discernment to understand, and that's by design, mind you. They lack the educational discernment to understand that Article 2 is the source of power for the president, and the president does not have the authority to issue mandates upon the American people or American businesses. Even if the federal government had this authority through the Constitution, which they do not. The president of the United States, through Article 2, does not possess this power. And it's time for the American people to embrace the Constitution, get educated on the Constitution, and start standing up and pointing their finger at the president. And I don't care who the president is, frankly, pointing at the president and saying, no, you don't have this authority, and we will not comply.
Wow. You're exactly right. And they are depending on the illusion of their power based on what the states do. So the states are the ones that have to go and put all this in motion, right? And employers. And they want the illusion, don't they? They want the illusion of power.
You know? Yeah, so as individuals, we are the creators of government, right? That's what the Declaration of Independence says. That governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. So our ultimate power is through peaceful noncompliance. That's why, Kate, we have the documentary that we just recently released called Noncompliance that you can watch at noncompliantmovie.com. But the real source of protection of our powers, once again, as outlined in the Declaration of Independence, is the creation of our state governments with the sole purpose to secure our rights. And so our governors have to say, no, we're not going to allow the federal government to exercise this power in our states. Many are. We need counties. We need municipalities. We need sheriffs. And this is what we teach in our sheriff program, not just simply what is is the power of the sheriff? What is the origin of the sheriff? What is the duty of the sheriff to secure the civil rights of the people? So we have to get these things in motion, these protections that our founders put in place as a guard and a security of our rights. And the states need to let go of their servitude to federal government, paid and bought for by federal money, in order to protect the rights of the people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What if you have a bought and sold governor? There's plenty of those to go around. What if your governor is just so in the pocket and taking the dollar train from the feds? Then what do we do?
You know, that's why we're a constitutional republic and not a democracy, because we have the power as the people to come together, even in minority groups, to control government, which means our counties. If our governor is sold out on an individual basis, everyone who is in county government took the same oath: I do solemnly swear I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of my state. The sheriff takes that oath. The counties must then refuse to comply with the governors. The sheriffs must then refuse to enforce the laws and even stand guard when those outside the county want to enforce unconstitutional decrees on the people of their county. This is the multi-level check and balance, the brilliance of our founders designed. Multi-level checks, not just the people versus government, but the people in their counties, the people in their cities, the people through their sheriff, who is the greatest guard to their liberties, right there. We don't have to stand alone, Kate. We have unity in liberty and power through our constitutional republic.
Amen, sister. Amen. So what were you thinking when the president gave all of these powers to the Department of Labor and basically OSHA to fulfill these roles of policemen, fining, and all of the different things that they can do to a business, supposedly?
You know, what I did, well, my first thought was, I really wish the American people knew that the president did not even have that power to give. The president does not have the authority. I challenge anybody. You search Article 2 of the Constitution, which is the complete sum and total of presidential power. You will not find one OSHA power. You will not find one Department of Labor power. You will not find one emergency authorization of power in the hands of the president. And when you study out why our founders made the president of the United States so limited in authority, you understand that they recognized that kind of authority resting in one person in the office of the president will inevitably transform our government into what Madison called a mixed monarchy at best. They specifically and on purpose denied this power to the president of the United States.
Now you know why she's on my show every week. She's a fireball. And let me just tell you, there's more. We'll talk about more when we come back. But there's so many things that we need to understand in our fight. And when somebody grants themselves power, this is one of the most sickening things to watch, I call him King Fraud-a-Lot. But King Fraud-a-Lot stands up there and tells you he has all these power and just all this power and wants you to believe it. And this is the sad part, is that Americans think whatever he says goes. We're going to come right back with Chris Ann Hall. Her website, by the way, is libertyfirstsociety.com, chrisannhall.com, the movie Noncompliant. You must see this movie. If you're going to see any movie this year, see that one. We're going to get informed. Be right back. I'm Kate Daly.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere. Is there a real study of the planet's ruling class? And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment that founded the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the control corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Here, KateDallyRadio.com, The Kate Daly Show, live every day. You can go to my website. You can click live from any device and listen. We do take call-ins, and we cover just about every subject you can imagine. My guest today is, of course, the great Chris Ann Hall. She is the constitutional attorney and expert that goes around the nation. She's been doing this for, my gosh, over a decade, going around and teaching sheriffs, teaching the public, the movie Noncompliant. You must see this movie. We have to get a whole generation right now, several generations, educated in the Constitution so that we know how to back up the God-given, what's supposed to be government-protected rights. So here we are with Chris Ann Hall. And so I want to talk about exemptions. I want people to understand their rights as their employers right now are handing down this mandate for this experimental jab. What can somebody do? What can somebody do in this position?
You know, exemptions are your right by the exercise clause, the freedom of exercise clause of the First Amendment. And what we need to understand, because people are always asking me, Chris Ann, because My law firm, Liberty First Legal, nonprofit law firm, has been helping people across the country try to navigate through these things. And what people are always asking me is, Chrisanne, what is it, if I'm not a Christian, can I apply for an exemption? Well, according to the Constitution of the United States, you absolutely have the right to an exemption regardless of what your ideology, what your conscience is called, for example. You do not have to be a member of an organized religion. You don't even have to be in line with the organized religion that you claim to be a part of. Because I just saw for example, a Southern Baptist theological ethicist try to come and write this paper and say it's okay for Baptists to get the vaccination that's made from aborted babies because it happened so long ago, the sin has been washed out of that over time. So you have no, I know, right, Kate? You, this theological ethicist for the Southern Baptist Convention is trying to convince Christians that sin is, you know, laundered out over time. And so even if you identify as a Baptist, if everyone else thinks differently in your named religion, the freedom of religion clause of the First Amendment says you have the right to believe that and you have the right to be protected in that, and you can't be mandated outside your conscience of that.
Amen. So seek the exemptions. What about sincerely held belief? You can write your own without a church signing off on it. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole point. If I wanted to say, you know, I'm a Christian. Everybody knows that who is on our show and on your show and who does any work with me. But if I were to say, I believe in the magic princess who lives on the Orion Belt, and I was having coffee the other day, and the magic princess in the Orion Belt said to me, don't take that vaccine. That's all I need. Right. I don't need proof. I don't need anybody else to believe what I believe, because freedom of religion is a foundational principle of American constitutional republic. And it's not for government or anyone to define religion. It's for me to define my conscience. That's the liberty. And we should not have to prove that to anyone.
Now, does it substantiate it when you're doing an exemption? Does it say, yes, you have the power and I'm exempting out of it? I mean, is that solidifying their stance in any way to do the exemption?
Well, ideally, if we were operating under true constitutional principles, then the question would never come up, because we would be fully aware that the government doesn't have the authority to mandate us to put things into our body, in the same respect that the government doesn't have the authority to tell us what we can put in our body. So all these regulations that outlaw this drug, that drug, this natural remedy, that natural remedy are completely unconstitutional, because these are the things that the people are supposed to have the liberty to engage in based on their own conscience. And so we're dealing now with two different realms. Under the Constitution, I shouldn't have to ask for an exemption. But in the constitutional, in the lack of constitutional justification that our government operates in today, we are now in a situation where we must seek exemptions. But let me be very clear, Kate. The time for making a stand is here. There's no more time to sit on the fence, because we have an administration who is not caring about your religious beliefs, and in my humble opinion, wants to purge everyone with a moral standing from government office, from government employment, from employment forever. They're trying to kill small business with over-regulation and increased costs and consolidate everything into the big corporations that are in bed with government. And so we're going to have to be the people, Kate, who did what our founders did in 1770 and 1775 and say, we're not going to be slaves to this system, and we need employers. We need doctors. lawyers, we need nurses, we need farmers, ranchers, businessmen, pilots, planes, we need people in every avenue of commerce to step outside and say, we're going to have our own business. We're not going to give in to your medical bullying. We're not going to mandate this on our people. We could even have doctors, nurses set up their own clinics and hospitals and never have to mandate this stuff.
Oh, I love this. I love this. And so, you know, we did. We fought a bloody revolution to get these documents, and these documents still stand the last time I checked. So are we at the point where we fill the courts? We sue. We start coming up with thousands and tens of thousands of court cases on this.
You know, Kate, there's not really one answer. This is a multifaceted dynamic that has to take place. And that's part of what we address in our noncompliant movie at noncompliantmovie.com. So we have to, on an individual level, be willing to say we will not comply. We have to, as business owners, pull ourselves out of that system like Ian Smith did, like the hairstylist did in Shelley Luther in Texas, and say, I'm not complying and I don't care what kind of bully tactics you use, but I'm going to keep my business. And then we need sheriffs, like the sheriffs all over America are saying, I'm not going to enforce these vaccinations. I'm not going to let any government shut down our businesses. I'm actually going to physically stand in defense of our businesses and my people. So this has to be multifaceted. First, not peaceful noncompliance is the most powerful tool that we have. Second, file the lawsuits. Exhaust every legal measure possible. Third, no matter the fraud you see, no matter how discouraged you are, you must remain actively involved and vigilant in the political process. The enemy wants you to check out. They want you to feel defeated. They want you to feel discouraged. They want you to quit. Do not quit. The more people who are active, the more people who are voting, the more people who show up to meetings, does nothing but actually expose this wicked
right.
platform and protocol that they have.
Amen. Well, you're absolutely right. We don't need another bloody revolution. We need to exhaust all of the things that we have now. And you know what? We actually have it fairly easy right now, don't we? We all have these luxuries and these comforts right now, and we all have ways with social media to get a hold of each other, to gather together. And we need to use all of those things right now while we still can, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Harvard did a study over 100 years of history. Peaceful noncompliance is twice right. as likely to succeed as violent rebellion.
This is why I have Chris Ann Hall. ChrisAnnHall.com, LibertyFirstSociety.com, Noncompliant the Movie. Chris Ann Hall is amazing, and she's going around the country teaching. Book her in your city, in your state, because I'll tell you what, you walk away feeling like we got this, and we're going to do this, and there are plenty of Americans.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guest host for this hour, and so happy to be with you. I want to tell you about something that is so explosive about the FDA and what they did with this so-called approval of theirs. Let me just tell you, these are the things that we all need to know. These are the things that happen that go under the radar, and this is why it is so important to understand and be educated in what's going on. On August 23rd, the media went out in this media blitz and pretty much granted this fact, right, that the FDA got gave a full approval to Pfizer, and little Hitler man, Fauci, was referred to as this decision as the final stamp of approval. Okay, did that actually happen? Well, it's word wrangling. You know, if you're at a rodeo, and it's wordplay. Well, this was obviously politically motivated. My friend William Engdahl writes on this a lot. And let me just tell you, there are so many things to understand. So hat tip to him, too, on some of this information. But number one, there was no control group after Pfizer offered the product to placebo participants before the trials were completed. Yeah, they destroyed their own control group halfway through the process. And its 6-month rollout of the mRNA jab worldwide has resulted in catastrophic side effects, which we all know about. And I'm reading about these daily. I'm getting letters daily. It's just pathetic. It's sickening what's going on. Stillborn deaths. I mean, you name it. All kinds of heart attacks, blood clots. Well, it seems that the FDA executed this very, very clever trick. And what it did was it issued separate rulings for Pfizer Inc. BioNTech vaccine, which is widely used in the USA, and another ruling for the very similar vaccine or Pfizer's German-based partner, papers please, and developer of the mRNA platform, BioNTech Mainz, Germany. And so it is only BioNTech that got FDA approval, if you will. And then it was conditioned. So people don't realize this. It was conditioned on completion of a series of further tests on select groups, including infants, pregnant women, and youth. Oh my gosh, I hope they don't do that. By 2027, that U.S. vaccine, Pfizer's BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, only got extension of its emergency use authorization. It did not get full approval. That's very, very important to know. And especially when your employer is saying, oh, hey, you need to get this. It was FDA approved even. That's not true. It was an extension of the emergency order. And then buried into a footnote in the letter, the FDA admits there are two legally separate entities and vaccines, little bait and switch, and the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 and the BioNTech one of Mays. The FDA writes that the products are legally distinct with certain differences. No, that's all differences, honey. Give me a break. Oh my gosh, the wordplay. It's confusing because it's supposed to be confusing. And the FDA refused to convene their advisory committee. They refused to put together that group of people for the Pfizer decision. It's even more astonishing because they did not want to have to discuss all the adverse reactions to this and the deaths, of course, which are growing in number every single day. So in two separate letters, one to BioNTech and another to Pfizer, the FDA repeatedly deleted the location of the vaccine manufacturing. What? Well, yeah, there's a, you know, little China involved. It's a little China around these parts, where BioNTech has a joint agreement with Fosun Pharma of Shanghai to jointly produce and market the Comirnaty vaccine for COVID-19. So why did they need to hide the location? You know, I can come up with a lot of reasons. Anybody speak Chinese? Anyway, so did you know that Pfizer employees are exempt, that Congress is exempt, that their staff is exempt, that federal judges are exempt? I got into the wrong line of work here. Give me a break. Just because of your job, you're exempt? I'm sorry, do COVID cooties not come to you if you're a judge? I didn't know this. I should have been a judge or a member of Congress. No wonder they're so quiet. Quiet like crickets. Yeah, crickets. Anyway, not hearing much from them. So there's a couple of people, Susan Desmond Hellman, who headed the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in 2020, also behind this because she's on Pfizer's board of directors. There's also Holly James, who worked for, of course, Bill and Melinda, good old Billy, and then also was in charge of how they track the vaccine. Isn't that wonderful? Like how they actually put all their information together. That's fun. And so, by the way, I just wanted to mention once again, I remember tracking this from the very beginning, from day one, and there it landed in Seattle. How perfect for the Gates Foundation. I mean, my gosh, if you could pick a state. Well, I'd pick Seattle. I mean, my gosh, it's right there. But that's where it landed first. Remember the nursing home with the 9 deaths? Yeah, I remember that. It's worth noting, too, that as of August 14th, Pfizer does not make its employees get this jab. I should have been a Pfizer employee. So I also wanted to mention that researchers back in October were worried about the vaccine because of what's called vaccine-associated disease enhancement. And this is really, really important to know. Fauci turned to his little friend from the 1980s, little buddy, and what he did was he hired his little buddy Larry Corey, who heads the HVTN. You don't know what that is? Well, the HVTN is the HIV Vaccine Trials Network. So what he did was these two little chums got together and designated HVTN as the entity that would run all of those rigorous tests on the COVID vaccine. Isn't that nice? And since 1999, HVTN, well, they haven't been very successful. I mean, they've been working. They've been working hard. They've been showing up. But as they've been showing up, they've worked on 75 different types of vaccines, never, ever successful in the HIV arena. So obviously they were the perfect pick for COVID-19 vaccine testing, weren't they? Anyway, so this flop of a company that got lots of dollars along the way was designated because they were friends. I like that. And then the team built into this equation real-time analysis. They said, we're going to go with real-time analysis for testing. And they also concluded that, yep, we found nothing. No problems here. Well, real-time testing for cancer, for oncology, means that the endpoints are easily interpreted, that the chemistry, manufacturing, control, formulation changes are excluded. Those are important things, right? Excluded. I wonder if they had the same kind of protocol for this. So they very, very quickly went through the vaccine and really determined that nothing to see here, folks. But the problem is, look at the RSV vaccine, the clinical trial from 1965. This has been going for 50 years. And guess what, folks? Later on, what happened to the people? Well, what happened to the infants? Enhanced inflammatory response. Enhanced inflammatory response. Trick is, it didn't show up right away. So when they said, oh, real-time analysis, yeah, nothing to see here. Well, that's because some of this shows up later. And so they don't know. They've even admitted with COVID, and I will put all these links on the Kate Daly Show show notes so that you can see all these links. They don't know what features of an antigen will exacerbate disease. They admit that. They admit that with COVID. They say, you know, we still don't know after 50 years of this, what will be the catalyst, how this will affect people, will it enhance disease? I have a pretty good feeling based on all the illness coming off of vaccinated people and vaccinated people themselves getting sick. I'm going to say that there's a very curious nod to the fact that, yeah, I can see that we're exasperating disease quite handily right now. And so they have known this. They knew that if they just changed up the way that they studied this and tested this, they could come up with a way to shoot this out of the gate very, very quickly and say nothing to see here, folks. Well, I have a problem with that because there's a lot of adverse reactions and deaths going on right now that they will not talk about in the media. Those really pretty talking heads, they won't say a word about it. And I just wanted you guys to know the FDA, of course, and you've probably heard this, I'm sure, I'm preaching to the choir, but the FDA did not fully approve this. It was an extension based on conditions for the emergency issuance of it. And you know what? The testing done by a company that hasn't succeeded in much are the ones that are telling you it's safe and effective. Just like all the doctors and nurses are telling you it's safe and effective. I don't believe that for a hot minute. Go to katedalyradio.com. Love to see you there. You can listen live. My show's on daily. I thank Alex and InfoWars. And I love guest hosting this. It's been a lot of fun. And, of course, you guys have a great day. And make sure you realize your rights. That's the most important thing, your God-given rights. I'm Kate Daly, Kate Daly Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.